If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate it. I thought for my last day out in the sun that I would do the podcast from outside. So hopefully this works for all the people on YouTube. I know it'll work for all the folks that are listening on Apple or Spotify. We appreciate you for all of your support. If you would like, come be a subscriber to the YouTube page. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm not asking you guys for any money. Just your time if you think it's interesting and you can watch the video, although most of the time the video is just me talking. But you seem to do that on Twitch and YouTube for the radio show, so maybe you'll do it for the podcast. Man, watching the Bears stomp a mud hole in the Eagles was a thing. And I know what you're saying. Lawrence, they only won by 9. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. They dominated them. They dominated them. All you have to look at is the run stats in this game. The Bears dominated the Eagles. And if you're sitting there thinking, with each game, each one of these games that the Bears have played, if you're sitting there going, oh, well, they only beat the Bengals, or the Vikings are not any good, and J.J. McCarthy doesn't know what he's doing. Like, if all of those wins that the Bears had, you had questions about those wins, it's hard to question this one. Like, there's nothing that you can question about there. Ben Johnson took the Bears into Philadelphia and bullied them. Absolutely bullied them. When you start seeing statistics about a team running the ball and the stats have to go 40 years back to make sense, then what you saw was a team bullying their opponent. And that's what the Bears did. It was beautiful for old school people that love to see the run game, and you get to see what Ben Johnson has been all about his whole career. And I do think that there are still people who look at Ben Johnson and go, oh, high-flying offense. Yeah, predicated off of what the team does running the ball. And I got to tell you, that Cole Kmet touchdown, I'm looking forward to hearing what Ben had to say about it and what we learn about that play on subsequent days. The Cole Kmet touchdown, to me, had been being set up all game long. The Bears, between them running outside, inside zone and them running duo, the way that they were able to make the Eagles, make Vic Fangio cheat his safeties up, it was just a matter of time before they were going to hit a play. Now, the weather played a role in all of this stuff, too. I don't think that you saw either one of the quarterbacks be as sharp as they can be, but I do think that you saw arm strength, the difference in arm strength between Caleb Williams and Jalen Hurts on display. It's not that Jalen Hurts has a weak arm. He doesn't. But Caleb clearly has a strong arm. And some of those throws, the first set of downs, like inside of our group thread, I was like, man, this wind is something. Because Hurts threw a ball, and it just went like straight down. And even the ball that he tried to throw out of bounds, like barely landed out of bounds because of what the wind was doing. But you saw Caleb's arm strength play a significant role in the way this team was able to move the ball. So that's wild. There are two things that I want you to consider about where the Bears are at right now, okay? The first thing is, and this might be uncomfortable for you to consider, the first thing is, they're now playing for the bye. Don't forget about the division, but where before it's like, man, could the Bears maybe sneak into the playoffs? That's gone now. Then the second thing is, can the Bears win the division? And the answer is yes. It's going to take some work, especially considering who they've got this week and how that puts panic into everyone's heart. Our the beloved Doug Buffon would call it Packers Panic Week, and we're in it. There's that part of it. You're now talking about you have tiebreakers over people. Looking at the Eagles' schedule, I can count three wins left on their schedule because they've got the Raiders and they've got Washington twice. I can find them three wins. But the Bears are in a position now where they are in charge of this thing. The Bears. The Bears are in charge of this thing now. And what are they going to do with it? And I know that it's a weird place for any of us to be, is to be thinking about the Bears as the number one seed and the team that's getting a bye. These are weird times that we're talking about. And look, this is how I felt all season long. I felt like this has been a strange year overall. Really strange season overall around the entire NFL. And so why not them? They could be the team that sneaks up on everybody. Well, I don't know if they're sneaking up now. Now you have an island game where everyone saw you demolish the Eagles. So that's one thing that you have to keep in mind. And the level of expectation, I think, grows when you show that you're capable of doing more. And this Bears team seems to be capable of more than what we expected. And that's good for them. The other thing is, man, did they get the right coach? And what a difference a coach makes. Ben Johnson, and I'm not just talking about from like the stuff that we took, like the culture building, like aspect of things, which I do think is significant. And I do think that he did that walking into the door. I just think that the man, he's an exceptional play caller. And I've always thought he was good, but he's right there. Like, pick your favorite. Like, if you wanted to be Sean McVay, like, I got no argument with it being Sean McVay. If you wanted to be Matt LaFleur, fine. He is right there. The drawing up and the execution of their game plan inside this game was magnificent. And when you have someone like DA that's able to kind of use his pieces and you got guys back, you got Jalen back, you got Kyler back, CJ Gardner-Johnson has been playing well all season for the five games that he's been here. Montez Sweat, I think, has been a difference maker over the last month and a half of games. But the offensive game plan that Ben Johnson put together for this game was magnificent. The execution of it was also magnificent. The guys up front are moving people. And whether we're talking about their zone run game where you see the dancing Bears and then DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga being able to do – they're doing a great job of finding where those cutbacks are – or the double team game, the pushing people off the line. Olin put up a video last week of the Bears just pushing everyone into the end zone on one of the touchdown runs. And that's what it was like. The Bears kept moving the line of scrimmage. And when your running backs are not getting touched for the first 2 yards of a run, that's how you end up with two guys over 100 yards rushing. That's how you end up with Al Michaels talking about Walter Payton and Matt Sui, because that's the level of dominance that the Bears offensive line was able to pull off. It was nothing short of spectacular. He deserves a ton of credit. Caleb Williams deserves a ton of credit too by understanding that there are going to be games where he does have to go out and be Superman. There are going to be plenty of those games. And there are going to be games where the game is going to come to him and there's going to be a moment where he needs to make a play. And in this game, it was making that touchdown throw to Cole Kmet that seals it. Like, that man, like, They had set it up so beautifully. Just, we're going to keep running, and we're gonna make you guess on what it is that we're doing. Are we running inside? Are we running outside? And every time, the Eagles guessed wrong. Every time. And then when it gets late and you get desperate and you have to allocate more resources to try and stop the run, fine, now we'll go over the top. Cole will block and then act like he's lost and end up down the field, and Caleb hit him with a perfect pass. The Eagles are a little bit of a model for the Bears, where I think Caleb, and I love Jalen Hurts. Like, I think he's a tough dude and a baller, and he's really smart. Caleb's more talented than he is. And when you have that, and him be able to see that in the team concept, it only takes a couple plays here or there from him that can completely change a game. And he seems to be comfortable in that space now. I don't know if it was always that way, but right now he seems super comfortable in that space. These dudes have 9 wins. And I can't wait till next Thursday, because Dallas and Detroit are 2 super desperate teams, and Detroit's real desperate right now. They're on the outside looking in, and then that will color the way that you look at Bears-Packers. But Bears-Packers this week means a lot. The Packers have put together a nice little run after looking like they were falling apart. The Bears are on a run through the NFC where now they just need to start racking up all of this leverage, racking up tiebreakers. 10, I think, gets you in no matter what. But now you can get greedy. You can look and be like, the Browns are still on the schedule. And you can get greedy. And you can make life difficult. That's the thing that I think is fascinating about this. Instead of the Bears having to chase the Packers and the Lions, now both of those teams are chasing the Bears. I definitely didn't expect it to happen this quickly, but it's here, and you have to take advantage of it the same way that Washington took advantage of it last year. And I've spent a lot of time talking with fans about Washington, because the thing that they don't tell you about Washington going 12-5 last year is that 10 of those wins came against teams that were below 500 at the end of the season. So you never know when it's going to happen, but it's happening right now, and you might as well, if they're going to give you an opportunity to win the division, then win the division. If they're going to give you an opportunity to maybe be the number one seed, then do that. But this is remarkable, and I was looking at the stuff from Tom Pelissero was reporting on Rich Eisen's show how much Tom Brady wanted Ben Johnson to be the coach of the Raiders and kind of had to settle for Pete Carroll. Could you imagine if the Bears didn't get Ben Johnson, kind of where they would be overall and what we would think about where Caleb's at? Elite coaches make a difference. And for right now, I think it's okay to talk about Ben Johnson in that group of elite coaches. He hasn't won anything yet, but his week-to-week, game-to-game plan for how he's going to make – and remember, what did he say? We'll play our best ball in December and January. And everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. He was not ha, ha, ha and key-keying. He truly believes that. And now you're seeing it come to fruition. So you can let me know how you feel in the comments, but it's time to get greedy, y'all. Like, it's – the Rams are playing beautiful football. And I don't know if how much you've watched them, but they're playing beautiful football. But so are the Bears. And now you don't have to look and be like, well, what are they like against good teams? Philly's a good team. They're a little disjointed right now, but they're a good football team. They got winners on that team. And what did the Bears do? They went in and stomped them. Shout out to Remy Martin. Man, this is going to, I think Remy Martin's going to get some extra podcasts, because I think that there's a postseason in our future. So there's going to be some extra pods. But yeah, I'm as excited as anybody to see the way that this plays out for the rest of the season. It's cool. And it's just, I love it when the Bears are good. It's, people will watch this. They'll listen more. People are just happier. And considering the weather in Chicago this upcoming week, they're going to need it. I know I'm going to need it when I get back in a couple hours, because I saw that hell is coming to breakfast weather-wise, and I've been in the land of sunny and 70 for the last week and a half. So, but I get to come back and know that when I get on the airwaves on Monday, people will be interested, and I can do more breakdowns and all that good stuff. But I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, hopefully you were able to see some of the glorious, like, natural light that I'm doing the podcast from today. It actually worked out. I think the Wi-Fi held up long enough so that we could get all this done. And I will talk to you next time. It'll be a lot colder the next time that I talk to you. And that's unfortunate. I'm going to have to put my Chicago face back on this one. But until then, I'm just going to be happy. I'm out in the sunlight for a couple more hours. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.